We are joined by David Gare, a partner at Troutman Pepper Locke, who is the head of the firm's tax controversy practice, guiding businesses, high net worth individuals, and tax professionals through all types of complex civil and criminal tax controversies. And we are have the good fortune of having Mr. Gare speak to us today about ethical issues for tax practitioners related to providing tax advice and the consequences for privileged communications, with some case studies, real-world examples, and practical guidance. So thank you very much, David.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here today. I'm sorry that you all have to see my picture like in bold up here. So we'll try to get away from that as quickly as possible. I have some really good news for you all. So the first piece of good news is it's 5 o'clock. So it's 5 o'clock somewhere. In fact, it's right here. And I understand that in an hour of listening to this horrible stuff about ethics, there's going to be alcohol. So there's that to look forward to. I also have just amazing news to tell you. This is from the IRS. The IRS commissioner has gone now. We no longer have a commissioner, and we have a new commissioner in the waiting. His name is Billy Long. So this is exciting news for everybody here. Everybody that's had problems with the IRS before, those problems are going to go away. You want to call the IRS and get something done, no problem. Don't need to worry about it. I found out that he's got some really amazing credentials. He is not a CPA. He's not an enrolled agent. He's not an attorney. He is a certified auctioneer. I understand that that's really good for IRS stuff, so good. He is a congressman from Missouri. He does have tax experience, though, and I spent so much time like studying for the bar exam, going to get my LLM, doing the board certification stuff. All I needed to do was spend 3 days and get a certified business and tax advisor certification, and that's all I would have needed to have done. No college degree, no nothing. So clearly, we are in good hands. He is a big employee retention credit proponent. In fact, I think that's what his job has been. I think he's no longer in Congress, and he's been sort of a tax professional. I don't think he actually does the tax return stuff. He more just like finds people and then sends them and gets some sort of contingent fee. And if you do a word association with the phrase employee retention credit, a lot of people would say fraud. That's what I deal with a lot, is people that are defrauding things with the employee retention credit. I don't know if he is. Apparently, he does it for a contingent fee, and I think that's fine. So we'll see. But perhaps some of this stuff would even be good for Mr. Long when we're talking about privilege stuff, in case some of the contingent fee stuff he's done has been not so good. But who knows? We'll see. Okay, so I've got an agenda here today. So we're going to talk about, I have like a little hypothetical that I want to go through, and I'm going to try to make this practical. Like, When I actually called the state bar and I said, hey, do I really need to like read all the like ethical rules in order to qualify for ethics credit? And they said that I don't. So I'm not going to read you any rules, though that's normally what I get when I get ethics credit. So we'll try to liven it up a little bit. I'm going to try to make it a little bit more practical so that it's a little bit more helpful, give you hopefully some tools in your toolbox, so that you can use it later on in your practice. So with that, we'll get started. Tax things, privilege and confidentiality, are obviously important for all attorneys. We had to study that a lot and everybody knows that it's important. Attorney-client privilege is important. But for people that focus on tax things, nonprofit, whatever, we have...